The opening weekend of the 2024 O'Donoghue Cup, sponsored by the Aquila Club, the Gleneagle Hotel Group and the Dr. O'Donoghue family, saw plenty of action across East Kerry, with three opening round games and one quarter final taking place on Friday and Saturday. The action started on Friday night in Rabeg as Rathmore and Kinmare Shamrocks battled it out for a place in the semi-finals. On a night not conclusive to good football, the game nevertheless produced plenty of quality, with Paul O'Connor and Jack Tegney prominent for Kinmare, and man the match Shane Ryan converting some brilliant long-range frees as he judged the win perfectly. After Kinmare scored four unanswered points early in the second half, three of them hand-passed efforts, it looked like the visitors would go on to victory. Midfielder David Hallisey didn't saw red though, leading to Rathmore dominating the rest of the game. Padraic Mainean setting up John Mainean for the crucial goal. Late points from Carl Ryan and Padraic Mainean confirmed the win. It was then on to Glenfleth for a repeat of last year's first round game between Glenfleth and Curragh. The result was the same, as Glenfleth had a comfortable victory. Dylan Roche the standout, scoring 12 points with 10 coming from play. In Fossa, the home side got two goals from a quickly taken free from Emmett O'Shea and a fine strike from Owen Talbot, but a 6-point haul from James O'Donoghue plus a goal from Darragh Lyne saw Legion advance to a mouth-watering home quarter-final against Glenfesk. In the stride, two goals from Paddy O'Leary and one from Shane O'Sullivan helped Ginnigulla to a 10-point victory over the home side and a quarter-final encounter with defending champions Dr. Crokes next weekend. In Tralee this evening, Fieries produced a superb comeback to see off the fierce challenge of Ardfert and claim the County Junior Premier Championship. Despite trailing late in the game, two magnificent Niall Donoghue points forced extra time. Points from Dara Donoghue, Mike Daly, Keane Doe and Stephen Palmer early in the extra time period gave them a good advantage. Strong defence saw them to victory and a Munster and hopefully All-Ireland campaign awaits. Well done to Fieries and to the victorious teams in the O'Donoghue Cup this weekend. Thanks for listening and good luck.